Well, we do love talking our technology on a Wednesday, and we do it each week with the guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We're changing the shape of shopping, are we? Doing a little bit of augmented reality?
Look, I think with the current conditions that we're all in, and for a number of other reasons, going to stores can be difficult. And augmented reality allows you to do online shopping, but actually still visualize the product in the room that you're planning on putting it in, which is a totally different way of just, you know, clicking through pictures online.
So give us a bit of an example, mate. How's it meant to work?
Absolutely. So Kmart, for example, have just launched this feature on their website where if you're using your phone or your tablet, when you go to their website, you could be looking at a vase and you press the augmented reality button and suddenly through your smartphone, you'll be able to use the camera to, you know, walk around the room and place that vase wherever it is that you would want to actually put it. And it looks like it's physically there right in front of you. Obviously, you're viewing it through your phone, though. So once the product is placed, you can walk around it, you can get closer, you can step further back, and you can see what the product will look like when you do decide to purchase it already in your home.
So that would work really well with furniture in particular. I'm thinking like lounges, for no other reason that you and I, as the husband, don't have to be told, move it over here. Actually, no, lift that extremely heavy lounge and move it over there. I think it looks a bit better closer to the window.
Completely. So IKEA is one of the best examples. They've added this to their app as well. It's called IKEA Place, and it allows you to, you know, place all of the IKEA furniture in a room that you're standing in. And that saves things like measurements. It saves the issue of ever returning something because it doesn't look good after you've actually bought it. And it actually means you can place multiple IKEA products in that room, effectively furnish it completely. And if you do like the look of it, you're one click away from hitting purchase.
This could save marriages and backs at the same time.
The only thing it doesn't do is the assembly. I think with the IKEA furniture, you've still got that one Allen key to build the whole thing.
That's the most part of the fun as far as I'm concerned. Does it do the same thing for like bedroom furniture as well, like, you know, mattresses and the like?
Mattresses is an interesting one because you're effectively placing a product on top of something that's already hopefully there, or if you do need to place the bed frame as well. But
yeah.
One of the biggest issues I've noticed is actually when you try and place wall art. So it's very good when you want to place things on the floor or on a hard surface like a table. But once you start to try and place things in the air, augmented reality gets a little bit confused as to its actual position. But anything else works really well.
So you have to go to the store to be able to avail yourself of the augmented reality?
You don't have to. So one of the great things with augmented reality is that you can do it from anywhere. So any room that you're standing in, open up the app and you can place things around. And I'll give you another example. Barbecues Galore allows you to do it with outdoor furniture and barbecues. So you could be standing on your alfresco area and see what different smokers and barbecues look like in your yard.
I can see renovators really getting excited about this because you've just cleared the home, you've painted the walls, you've got it, but it's an empty property, and then you just grab your iPad and then you start shifting around and you can actually see it for real. That actually is going to make everybody's life a lot simpler.
Look, it really does, and the technology's gotten to a point now that it makes a lot of sense to do it because the whole depth of the room is something that the phone can now read properly. So the measurements or the way that you see the furniture laid out is accurate. In the past, you sometimes had a lounge that looked like the size of a shoe. Now you can actually have things in a very much a real-world experience. And the detail of actually even getting very close to, say, a lounge and then seeing the fabric or the way it's woven is all there. So it's not. It doesn't look like it's all computer-generated. It looks like a real product.
The only thing you just got to remember is not to tell somebody to go and sit down on the lounge that's not actually there.
Yes, if you try and reach out to grab it, you'll be sorely disappointed. You need to spend the money.
Good on you, Jeff. As always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with the latest technology. We'll speak next week.
Thank you.